President Trump isn't the only world leader in hot water. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was indicted today on corruption charges involving a quid pro quo with a telecom tycoon. Netanyahu is actually charged in three separate cases of fraud and breach of trust. He's also the first sitting Israeli prime minister charged with bribery. Amir Fuchs is a researcher at the Israel Democracy Institute.
The big case of bribery is for giving regulatory benefits for Shaul Alovich, which was head of Bezek, and he got, at least on the accusations, benefits of worth of hundreds of millions of shekels.
Bezek, that is Israel's biggest telecom company, and apparently Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to leverage a better image for himself.
Yes, he has a popular news site in Israel, which is called Gwala. And in this news site, Netanyahu and his family and his advisors could actually dictate what will be published, and mainly positive articles about Netanyahu and some negative articles about his opponent. This is the most important case.
In his announcement today, Israel's attorney general said a day when a sitting prime minister is indicted on corruption charges is a sad and difficult one. No one is above the law. I mean, Israeli courts have made it clear that you cannot serve as a minister in parliament once you've been indicted. But what about a prime minister?
Yeah, this is a legal question that we never faced, because we never had an acting prime minister indicted. When Olmert was indicted, he already resigned before the indictment. So we don't have a precedent for that.
Yeah, Ehud Olmert, the former prime minister.
Yes, Ehud Olmert. You said correctly that there are precedents of the court deciding that a minister cannot act while he has corruption indictment against him. Although the law, the basic law of government, doesn't say anything about that, but the law doesn't also say anything about the prime minister. So there is a question here. The outcome of a resignation of the prime minister is a resignation of the whole government. So it's not the same question, and the Supreme Court will have to decide that.
Well, the opposition in Israel, I see, is already calling for Netanyahu's resignation, seeing a potential political opening here. Is this the end of the road for Netanyahu?
It's really not likely that he will resign right away. As we speak, he's now live speaking and attacking the prosecution and actually claiming that he was persecuted. So there is still time to...
Yeah, he called it a witch hunt.
Yeah, a witch hunt. I think that it's clear that it will still take time, but it's hard to see how he gets out of that, because even if he can postpone and ask for immunity, and things will take time, and if there will be another election, it is not a big chance that he will get what he lacks now, and he lacks six mandates in the parliament to get a majority, and it will be difficult for him to get that after the indictment. So it might be the beginning of the end, yes.
The phrase quid pro quo has been surging through the impeachment inquiry here in the U.S. I noticed you used quid pro quo as well, because all of the charges against Netanyahu are essentially one thing in exchange for another. Have Israeli media also been using a lot of Latin lately?
No, we say it in Hebrew. We don't say it in Latin, but people, and I'm saying it because, you know, I'm a lawyer, so the main issue that divides breach of trust and bribery is the quid pro quo. But no, it's not really in the media, because we say it in Hebrew.
What is quid pro quo in Hebrew? Leave us with that.
The davar tmurat davar, the thing in exchange of a thing.
Dr. Amir Fuchs with the Israel Democracy Institute, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.